We worship you, Lord, we worship. We worship you, Lord, you are. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
We praise the Lord our God. We worship you, we exalt you, Lord. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Lord. Our wonderful King, we praise you. Worthy, oh worthy is the Lord. Praise the Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, dear Jesus. We thank you, Lord.
Thank
praise you, dear Lord. I love you, Lord. I love
thank
you, Lord. Praise the name
thank
of the Lord,
Lord
our God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We praise
thank
you, Lord. Jesus, we worship you,
thank
Lord.
Praise the name of
Jesus.
Praise the name of
Jesus.
He's my rock.
He's
my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, O Lamb of God. You are worthy of our praise. You are the King of kings, the Lord of lords, O Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God, we look to you, our Lamb, our God. We worship you, our Lord. We worship you, Lord.
Thank you.
We exalt thee this morning, O God. We praise you, Lord. We will praise you. We will exalt you. We will give you the glory, O
Lord.
Thank you, dear Savior. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Praise you, dear Jesus. We worship you.
Our voices to you, Lord.
You are all glorious. We worship you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, dear Savior.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Praise you, Lord. Shall we turn in the white songbooks to number 89, My Faith Is Found a Resting Place. Number 89, and can we stand together and sing this? Thank you, Lord. Song, right? You know, when God gets you to a place when it's settled, that's it. You don't need any other argument. You know, sometimes it takes us a little while to get there. Some more than others. I'm thankful I found that early, that I could trust Christ wholly. When you think about trusting someone, you know the old thing that sometimes in the youth meeting they do where somebody stands behind you. They tell you to close your eyes, right? Maybe it's a little object lesson, and they just say, now fall back, right? Some of you have done that, right? It's a little rough. You need to know who's standing behind you. That's key. Well, first of all, make sure someone is standing behind you. But then you need to know that person. And that's why it's so important that we seek the Lord, as we heard from even Sister Hofflander, to search with our whole heart. Because you don't just trust. You just don't trust. And God doesn't expect us just to trust. You need to know who you're trusting. And so that's why we need to diligently seek. What does it say in Hebrews? That those who come to God must believe that He is. And that He's a rewarder of those who what? Diligently seek Him. And so, it took me a little while to say, Lord, I trust You. But I have found You to be faithful and true. David, even when he went up to King Saul to tell him that, I'll take care of this giant, Goliath. What did he do? What did he tell Saul? He told him stories about how God had helped him in the little things. He had learned to trust Him in his job, right? Well, that makes all the difference. Let's learn to trust Him. Thank God. I'm thankful for the day that it was settled. I didn't need any other argument, philosophy. I didn't need another ideology. Christ became my all in all for every aspect of my life. And thank God. And that's what He does for us. So let's sing that second verse.
Enough for me that Jesus saves. This ends my fear and doubt. A sinful soul, I come to Him. He'll never cast me out. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that He died for me. My heart is leaning on the Word, the written Word of God. Salvation by my Savior's name, salvation through His blood. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that He died for me. My great physician heals the sick, the lost He came to save. For me His precious blood He shed, for me His life He gave. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that He died for me. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that He died for me. Oh, thank God. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. We worship You. We worship You, Lord. Oh, thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord. We worship You. We will thank You. We will exalt You. Praise the Lord. This morning we will exalt You, Lord. Oh, we praise You. We worship You, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Our glorious Lord, our wonderful King, we exalt You, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Our wonderful, wonderful, merciful Lord. Oh, Jesus, we turn our eyes to You, our God. Praise the Lord, praise His name. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus. And the heart, He implanted a song. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Oh, God. We're thankful, Lord, that no matter how we feel this morning, no matter how things have gone or went, no matter what situation or circumstance, Lord, that You can reign. That You can reign. Our God reigns.
mountains. And Lord, you can take us where we are and bring us up. We need to see the King this morning, the one, O Lord, and who has settled all arguments. We pray, God, that this morning that you'll take every thought captivity. Oh, Christ, can you do that? Will you do that for us? God, these minds are so busy, so apathetic sometimes. Lord, we need the Holy Spirit to take every thought captive. And we pray this as well, Lord. Now, cast down any other argument, Lord. Cast that down. Holy Spirit, you can do that. We pray, oh God, that you also will just get a hold of everything that might, well, exalt itself above that of the knowledge of God this morning. We pray you'll do this, Lord, by the Holy Spirit, as we surrender, as we yield to you. Oh, get a hold of us this morning, God. Lord, we pray in this time that you'll just have your way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we believe you to do this. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Number 23, shall we be seated? And let's sing that. And perhaps you have a testimony this morning. That's always good. Good testimony. Testimonies are powerful things for us. I've seen that time and time again. I remember a few years back when I mentioned, I think the other night, when I would make Wednesday night what we called popcorn testimony. A lot of groans and all, but yet it was a lot of fun, as well as you get to pick on people that you knew hated to testify. If you don't know what a popcorn testimony is, let me just give you a rundown on this. You get called on to give God praise, and you do that, and then you get to say, God bless so-and-so, like Sean. And Sean giggles and laughs and thinks about what he'd like to do to you and stands up, but he has to give God the glory. Every time I've done that, it's so wonderful to express what God is doing in your heart. Now, we're not going to have that this morning, so relax. But what a wonderful thing it is to stand up and say, well, this is what God has been showing me. This is what he's been doing in my heart. This is the verse that's been made real to me. That's a blessing. And you find out something that when you do, as comfortable as it may be, stand up and you declare and you decree and you profess what God is doing in your heart, there's strength that comes, right? There's real help that comes in doing that. I'll never forget the first time down in the Kingsburg Church when, you know, I came in from the Methodist Church. I was 10 years old, and this was unheard of. And all these people are praising the Lord and shouting. It was really kind of annoying to me, you know, and distracting. I was a young fella, and I said, this is not church. There were no stained glass windows. The pastors didn't wear a collar. Everybody called themselves brother and sister. But what worse was the whole service, you know, people are raising their hands and saying, we worship you, Lord. And I'm saying, God doesn't, because you're annoying the Lord. This is annoying. This is not church. But when you don't know Christ, and that, you can come on in, folks. I'm covering for you. Come on in. So, thank you. Thank you. My wife always takes care of me. I said I wanted the flavor water. It's not. How to get prayer for the pastor's home. But, you know, I learned to worship the Lord there. And even though I wasn't used to that, people standing and praising, and that whole worship was so foreign to my family when we came in. It was just so foreign. We sat there in shock and awe. We didn't even close our eyes. We were like deer with their eyes in the headlights, just like, okay, what have we come into here? And then, while everyone was doing all this noise, this worship, you know, praise you, Lord, we worship you, somebody stands up in the congregation, and we thought, oh no, things are getting out of order. It's gone rogue. You know, this old lady got up in the middle of the service. We thought, it's a protest. Somebody else feels like we feel. They're going to stand up, and they're probably going to say, what's going on here? And this old lady got up and said, oh, I just thank Jesus for coming to my heart. And we listened to her and remember how excited she was about Jesus. That was ridiculous. You know, what is this? This people. And then after she got up, some other person got up and talked about how God had worked in their lives. This was so new and foreign to us that these people seemed to talk as if they really knew God, as if he wasn't some far off deity way off up there, but as if he was truly, hallelujah, what a savior, a help and a friend. They talked like that. Well, we went home, my whole family, because my brother had invited us to what we thought was a Thanksgiving feast. And it wasn't. It was a church service with crazy people. And we went home, and I'll never forget my parents listening to their rhetoric, like, well, that was different. And there was a lot of, like, giggles and laughs and, like, you know. And my father, I remember him saying, I remember going to a church like that a long time ago when I was young. But the last thing that they mentioned was, they seem to know something we don't know. And that was the bottom line. They seem to know something we don't know. And it was really the Lord that we went back. Why would we ever go back when if you were going to put it on a scale, the criticism of it was like this, but what outweighed that criticism was a presence that we felt that we hadn't felt in the Methodist church. And even though we didn't understand all the worship, and even though we couldn't understand how people in the congregation could be jumping up, we felt a presence. And my parents were like, we're going back there. And I did not like that at all. You see, I'd been faithful to the Methodist church, and I was getting these pins, you know? Now, I was only 10 years old, but I already had like a year and a half or whatever it was. You know, maybe some of you don't know what I'm talking about, but they used to give you a pin for attendance. Do you remember that? You know, for a kid, you start getting these nice things on your chest. So I said, golly gee, Mom, I'm going to miss out on it. So he said, well, get a note from the pastor that you went to church. So then I agreed. I said, okay, good. I said, this way I can, we'll visit this church for a little bit and then we'll get back to getting my pins. But that never happened. But instead of a pin, I found Jesus. And it was a good trade-off. So I'm thankful that we worship the Lord, that we praise the Lord, that we exalt him. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And testimonies, the first time I gave a testimony in that church down there in Kingsburg, I got up as a young person, younger than you, Sean. He gives pretty good testimonies, don't he? Now, we're not supposed to applaud each other, but he gives pretty good testimony. And I remember getting up, and this is just like when I... Remember I told you folks how I started? This is the story. I got up, and this is what I did. I just thank Jesus for... thank that I got to know the Lord, and... praise God. And once again, no one even knew I got up, because I was so quiet, you know? But I started, and it made the difference in my heart. It made all the difference to profess, to confess Jesus Christ. So I encourage you to do so. Anyway, number 23, we're going to sing this. And if you do have a short testimony this morning, feel free.
Thank you, Lord. what a Savior. Thank you, dear God. We praise you, dear Jesus. We exalt you, dear God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Number 35. Let's stand again and sing this. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. Sing over His wonderful love, proclaim. Hail Him, hail Him, highest archangel. Together for Brother Tom and Sister Mary's daughter is in the hospital and expecting shortly. And isn't that exciting news? You know, I can't wait just to call him Grandpa. Can't wait. So we want to pray for Julia and her husband, whose name escapes me. Can you help me? Tim, thank you. I know they're excited, but let's believe God to strengthen and just meet them at this time. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Oh, God, for this wonderful gift you're giving this family. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Praise you, dear Jesus. Thank you, dear God. Thank you, Lord. Praise Him. Praise Him. Oh, you are so good. Lord, you're so good. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Would someone pray out and we'll all agree together? Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank
Jesus,
you, Lord.
We're just so thankful for this new life
yes.
that you are bringing into
Hallelujah.
The world.
Thank
Lord,
you, Lord.
It is truly a gift from you. And Lord, we just pray that you would be with Julia even now
yes.
in the hospital.
Yes, Lord.
We pray,
Help
Lord,
her,
that it would
come
not
to
be
her.
A long labor.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, that
yes,
it
dear
go
God.
Smoothly. We pray that you would control the birth. I pray, Lord, that this child will be born healthy.
Yes, Lord. Yes, dear
We're just
Jesus.
We're so thankful for every life that you bring into this world.
And yes,
we pray,
dear
Lord,
God.
For this child. That as they raise this child, that this child will be raised to love you and to serve
yes,
you.
Yes, Lord.
We're so thankful, Lord, that
yes.
we can bring them to you this morning
yes,
and
Lord.
Trust you with this child.
Yes, dear Jesus.
And God, we just ask, undertake,
yes.
even now,
yes, Lord.
As she's in labor.
Yes, dear God.
And we look forward to the news, Lord, as
yes.
the arrival of this birth.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for it, Lord.
Amen. 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 Yes. And Lord, we lift up the other needs represented in this room. Lord, there are unsaved loved ones
yes.
that are on our hearts. Lord, who need to find you, who need to open that door and let Christ come in and wash them. And Lord, we may not know all the details of each other's burden, but we stand with one another in faith, God, that you'll go after them, Lord, that you'll shake the ground beneath their feet, that their independence will fall off, and they'll fall on that rock and allow themselves to be broken and find Christ as you have done for us. We pray for those that marriages that have been attacked by the enemy. Now, Lord, we're coming to you and saying, God, sometimes our words aren't enough, but oh, Holy Spirit, you can move. You can work. You can, Lord, bring healing and restoration. We've seen it. You've done it time and time again. And all the lies of the enemy, Lord, evaporate in your presence. So we pray, God, for those with marital trouble, that your presence will be manifested in a mighty way. Oh, Lord, we trust this. We stand, Lord, with those that are infirmed and need a touch in their body. Why, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, you're the same. And we pray you'll touch and quicken, that the very same Spirit which raised Jesus from the dead will abide in these bodies and quicken. Quicken these mortal bodies. We pray you'll do that, Lord. We take the help. We take the strength today. In Jesus' name, we ask God for these campers. Lord, we pray, God, that you'll meet them this day. We earnestly pray this, Lord. Oh, God, we feel you call us to that prayer. God, you must work in them. You must work in them. And we pray you will. The counselors strengthen them. We pray, God, for all the departing guests today, that you'll be with them. Give them traveling mercies, Lord. God, we just believe you to meet them even as they travel. And we ask this, Lord. And we include the staff, too. Thank you for them and their giving of themselves. Lord, we know the camp wouldn't operate if it wasn't for these who came to serve you. And we just pray for them as well today. We ask this all, Lord, that you'll do this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated?